You guys scored 20 unanswered points. What was your viewpoint of what was going on the floor in the second half during that time?
I mean, I think in that period, we were the one who dictated the tempo of the game, and we were we created the offense. We were moving the ball. I think in that moment they had like 1-2 pass shot, and we controlled the defensive rebound. And everybody had like a little moment. Bruce had a three, Tim had a three, Cam had a three, Jonas had a big dunk, Jamal had a tough shot, tough head one. So everybody had like a little moment. And me and Pivot were on the bench having fun.
You and Jamal have known each other for a long time now, you played together for a lot. When you're in a situation like that, down 20, how much of that execution of yours is just instinctual between you and him, knowing where to be and knowing how to play?
I mean, I think it depends. Of course, it depends who gets going. Like, you know, Jamal is a really big, tough shot maker. I mean, he's a big shot maker and a big time tough shot maker. Does make sense?
Yeah.
And he loves those moments, and you know, sometimes it's me and sometimes it's him. But I think Cam had a really good open look in the corner. We missed that one. You know, it was. We had a corner three. We kick out Tim, maybe.
Yeah, well, he hit the top of the key.
Tim, yeah. So you know, I think it's not always just us. I think it's that the whole team puts us in a great spot.
What was your mindset personally, just coming out of kind of
a
rough first half?
I mean, I'm not gonna go there without a fight. You know, just being aggressive. Like I said to Gideon, if I miss a shot, I'm gonna miss it aggressively. Like I feel like the ball was slipping on my hand, like I was just too loose, sissy in those moments. Like even like I was not attacking the way how I was supposed to attack and be aggressive. I was just kind of there, both ways of the floor. And I just wanted to. If I can lose, at least I'm going to give a fight.
Nicola, you have the gift where you can affect the game any and every way. When you see someone like Jalen Johnson do the same thing tonight, how hard is it to defend?
I mean, it's hard. It's good to see that his team believes him. You know, everybody figured out that he's the guy in the moment, and everybody is playing the role for him. And he's actually really, you know, he's a big guy who can handle the ball, who can see and pass basically every pass. So he was tonight. He was a really good. He was good. He was the problem.
How much do you enjoy going up against Porzingis like you did tonight?
I mean, I played with him 11 years, so against him 11 years. I haven't even in Europe. I think we know each other so much. I don't know. I'm not gonna say I love to play. It's just another game for me.
Nicola, I know this is not game related, but there's going to be a new All-Star Game format this season where Europeans, non-Americans are together. Just your thoughts on that and how that might affect.
Maybe it's going to be bad like every other year, so we're going to see.
Didn't ask you the other night, how did you get those scratches? What was the play that?
Actually, I made a foul. I fouled it.
Mm. So who did you foul?
Nembhard.
But yeah. Nembhard gave you the scratches on the play, though? Okay.
That has to be one of your worst all-time scratches.
No, I had a couple good ones.
We're coming back.